Our loving God and Father, how thankful we are tonight to be here, to have your word opened, to give a word in season. We just pray for each one here, Lord, that they would hear your word, receive it. We pray for any unsaved who might be with us tonight. Pray for their hearts to be opened to your word before it's forever too late, to receive you, Lord Jesus, to believe on thee before it's forever too late. We just pray for your word tonight, Father. Pray it'll go forth clearly. And we just thank you for this time. Just pray for these next 3 days with classes and gospel meetings and just everything before us. Keep us safe. Keep our hearts, Lord, we pray. In thy holy and precious name, Lord Jesus, amen. Well, Colton made sure that I had to make sure I introduced myself because he had a bad dream about me not introducing myself. So I wanted to make sure. I am Troy, those of you who do not know me. Troy Barth, not that that really means too much, but my name's Troy. And our subject is on the heart. And really good to go through what the Lord has for us on the heart. What do you think God sees when he looks on our heart? What should he be seeing? What does he see that shouldn't be there? Think of Solomon, who literally took in everything under the sun. He experienced everything to satisfy the heart. And there was nothing out there. He said, vanity and vexation of the spirit, all is vanity. Everything is empty. Nothing can satisfy the heart. Somebody already did it, so why are we trying? But the one thing, I shouldn't say nothing, but the one thing, it's God's word. God, having the word in our heart, having the Lord before us, that can satisfy us. That can hold us, keep us content. Let's open up our Bibles, Proverbs chapter 4. And you probably saw this. I don't know if it was on part of the outline that you guys might have already got, but about keeping your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, we'll start with verse 20. Says, my son, be attentive of my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are the life to those who find them, a healing to their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance. For from it flows the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech, and put devious talk from far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and gaze, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Turn your foot away from evil. There's a lot in these verses, and I know by the time I get finished tonight, I'm barely going to be scratching the surface of what you really could dig into everything. But it's just food for thought as you're moving forward through these next few days of what is going to be before you is the heart. But the first thing he says is, be attentive to my words. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. But then you think of what we have in 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Springs of life. It's water. Just think of a water flowing. You want clean water coming. I mean, if you're going to drink it, you'd want it clean, right? If bad stuff flows in, you're going to get bad stuff out.
And at the very end, it says, turn your foot away from evil. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. You think of what is around us today in so many easy ways, bad and good things that can creep into our hearts that could easily take us over if we're not keeping the Lord before us. Ephesians chapter 4, just for a few verses, starting at 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Think of that first verse, or that verse 31. Think of everything that is in that verse. Things that would keep us from fellowship with the Lord. Things that would hinder us from walking the walk that the Lord would have us. And that's just the tip of the iceberg at best. But then it tells us we're supposed to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. On the other hand, we should be loving, kind, forgiving one another. If you're in this room today and don't know Christ as your Savior, God sent Him. It says that right here. As God in Christ forgave you, He sent His Son to die for you. Christ came to this earth and gave His life for you. What are we putting into our hearts? It is so easy to let anything. I'm going to probably repeat that a million times tonight. But there is so much that we can take in like a sponge. And if it's not the right stuff, we'll see later on what comes out of us is going to be, we're taking in things that are not of the Lord, evil things, that's what's going to come out of us. If we're putting His Word in us, that's what we're going to think on. That's what's going to come out of us. Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 3. Starting at verse 1. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Second time that we've read is turn away from evil. When we are faced with challenges, are we turning away from evil? Are we turning our back to what we know we should not be taking in? Just thinking on verse 5, we're supposed to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean under your own understanding. You think of Solomon, who's the wisest man out there. And his wisdom, he said, was all vanity. We're not supposed to be leaning on our understanding. We're supposed to be leaning on what God has to say. Jeremiah 17. We're going to be kind of going around. I'd encourage anybody to do a study on the heart. There is hundreds of verses. It's amazing. It was almost overwhelming going through quite a bit of this. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who could understand it? And the Lord... Or I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. The heart is deceitful above all things. Our heart, when we're not walking with the Lord, we are going to be deceived. It will deceive us. Things that should be very black and white will make us think, you know, that's not so bad. That movie's not so bad. That song's not so bad. This friend or acquaintance, not so bad. But really, it probably for us is bad. Our heart will tell us that God can't see our heart. In a sense, it'll make us think that, you know, we're hiding something. We can hide from people. At times, we cannot hide anything from God. He sees directly through us, into us. But then it says in 10, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the minds. He searches our heart. To every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. Doesn't say good deeds, doesn't say bad deeds, just says the fruit of their deeds. Let's go to Psalms 141, please. We'll be talking about fruit here in just a few minutes. Psalm 141, verse 3. Said, guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. I was thinking about this when I was studying this. Don't you wish the hand of God was over your mouth at all times, and only when good things would come out, he'd move it? How often would that hand be over top of it? How long would it stay there? I don't know how much I would say in a day. I don't know. When you think about that, he should be ruler over our thoughts. Everything we have. Set guard over our lips. I'm sorry. Set guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Thinking of that spring again that flows, everything that comes in, good or bad, is going to come out. So if it's bad, what's going to come out of your mouth? It's going to be bad things. If it's good, going to be good things. Luke chapter 6. Starting at verse 43. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor the grapes picked from bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. That's what we just had. The abundance of the heart. Extra. The abundance. It's extra stuff. Stuff that an abundance means you have a lot of it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. His mouth speaks. So here we have no good tree can bear bad fruit. No bad tree can bear good fruit. Are we bearing good fruit for the Lord in our walk for Him each and every day? Or are we letting the things of this world come upon us? And just think of our eyes, mouth, hearing stuff. I mean, everything around us. if we let it, could become bad. It could just be just junk coming in 24/7. But it's His Word that is going to keep us where we should be. His Word is the one that is going to keep our heart from sinning against Him. We'll see that later. And just think of the good treasure of His heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. And some of these are some very well-known verses. Matthew chapter 6. Starting at 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. What's your treasure? What is the most important thing to you? Is it your iPhone? Is it football? Is it your car? What is it? Or is it the Lord? Anything can become an idol, people. Anything. If it takes the place of Christ, it is an idol. Period. You cannot serve Christ and Satan. You're only serving one person at a time. And if you're not serving Christ, you're serving Satan. But the treasure, we're supposed to be laying treasures up in heaven. Sometimes we don't. I just think of selfishness, greed, pride. Everything can come into play real easy. Proverbs 27. Verse 19. As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. There it is again. Whatever is in us is going to reflect out. Whether it's Christ, whether it's evil things. And constantly we see that we're supposed to turn away from evil. The Lord is constantly telling us to do that. But it reflects. Whatever we put in is going to come out. That's the reflection. Our heart reflects who we are. We could fool people once in a while, but eventually the true colors will start shining, won't they? Proverbs 21. Verse 2, every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. The Lord weighs the heart. Every way of man is right in his own eyes. Everything we do is right in our own eyes. We could come up with every excuse possible to make it seem good in our own eyes. But the Lord weighs the heart. And what are our incentives when we're doing that? What are we trying to gain? If we're not pleasing the Lord, what are we trying to gain out of it? Turn to Psalm 139. Starting at verse 23. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know thy thoughts and my thoughts. See if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Asking the Lord to search us is very humbling, isn't it? It's putting us out there. It's making us transparent. He already sees it. Why not ask Him to search it? He can already see what's in there. But to ask Him to search our heart. You know, search me, O God. Try me. Know that and know my thoughts. And it's saying, lead me in everlasting way. Psalm 51. Verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Well, how can we do, or how can He do that? How can He create a clean heart in us if we're always letting bad stuff in? Well, there's only one way. It's His Word. We have to allow Him to let His Word be in our heart. We have to be willing to pick up the Bible every day and read it. This is God's Word. This is life right here. This is what should be leading us every day of our life, every second. Go back to Psalm 119, or back by there, I should say. Start at verse 10. I'm sorry, we'll start at verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. There it is. There's our answer. How can we keep our way pure? By guarding it according to His word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. And then verse 11 is the one I really had. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That is the only way we are going to be able to overcome the evil one that's out there. That is the only way. It's having the word in our heart. Our Lord Jesus is the one who came to this earth, who died for you and me. He was the Word made flesh. And we need to put that in our heart, as it were, so we're not sinning against God. One commentary, it was, I don't remember which one I was looking at, but it said, he didn't have a name of the gentleman who said it. It says, someone wise said, best book in the world is the Bible. Best place to put it is in the heart. Best reason to put it in your heart keeps us from sinning against God. I thought that was very instructive. But storing God's Word, just having this Word before us, putting it in us. Let's go to Psalm chapter 9. Verse 1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Just think of a thankful heart. A thankful heart is a content heart. Content means you're happy with where the Lord has you. If we are not content, we are going to be putting stuff into us that we do not want. We are always going to be searching for something to make us happy. It's God. It's God's Word. Philippians chapter 4. Verse starting at verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication with giving thanks, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. God tells us we're bringing everything to Him. Don't worry about it. But in thanksgiving, let our requests be known to Him. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. There we have it. Guard your heart. I mean, if we're allowing Him, He will do it. If we're asking Him in prayer, thanking Him for what He's done. And again, thanksgiving, being thankful. How hard it is to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you to anybody. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Starting at verse 12, it says, Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. To fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, serve Him, to serve the Lord. Are we up for that on a daily basis? Do we wake up and say, Lord, whatever you have for me today, great. Or do we get up and go, oh, I got to do this. Or I got so much, I can't handle it. I know I do it sometimes. Go back to Colossians. For the last few verses here. This is kind of a summary of what we just kind of had before us and kind of what we'll have coming up these next few days here, what we'll have in Colossians, starting at verse 5. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie one to another, seeing that you have put off the evil one, or put off the old self with its practices. I'm just going to stop right there for a moment. Everything that we're reading, these worldly things, this stuff we will fight every day. Things out there that used to be really hard, when I say really hard, I guess things are more, it's a lot easier to find things thanks to Google or the web. You can look up anything. Talks about the sexual immorality, impurity, passions, evil desires, covetousness, idolatry. Everything is at the touch of a finger. That's tough as your generations, growing up. It's just going to get harder and harder as you guys move forward. And if you don't have the word stored in your heart, you are going to fall to those. It will overcome you. You took off the old self. Now we're going to read. And you have put on the new self. This is how we can move forward from there. which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. We'll go down to verse 12. It says, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against the other, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom, singing psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, and thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That literally is a summary of what we just went over. It's kind of a summary of what you might have, depending on what classes you guys are taking. I just think of from young to old in this room, it's a struggle if we let it. But if we're giving it over to the Lord every day, He's going to help us. He's going to help us move forward with Him, walking with us, helping us be content, happy, putting away our selfishness, our deceit, our pride, and a whole list of other things that we could go on and on and on and on that takes over us if we let it. My challenge to you guys these next few days is really, really be thinking as decisions come forward, as you move forward through this next year, make those wise decisions. When something comes up, evil thing, whatever it might be, and I say evil, it's anything aside from Christ is evil. Are you going to make the right choice? Every time you take a step in that right direction, it's going to be easier the next time you do it. Every time you don't, it's going to be harder and harder. You think of Pharaoh, his heart got harder and harder as he was disobedient. That's what will happen. Your heart will get hardened. You will lose sight of what's really important. May the Lord bless His word. Let's pray. Father, we just pray for each one in this room. We just pray that we would store up Your word in our hearts that we might not sin against You. We pray for any, again, who might be in this room who don't know You, Lord Jesus, as Savior. We just pray for them to believe on You. As it is in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and all shall be saved. We just pray for everyone to just have You before them through this conference. Keep us all safe. Pray for the teachers. Pray for the gospel meetings. Just pray for the activities. Father, we know You have overcome the world. We just thank You for that. Help us. Create in us a clean heart for You. May the abundance of our heart be pure. We just thank You, Lord Jesus, again, for dying on the cross for our sins, in whose name we pray. Amen.